Recorded live in Studio A, Eileen and the In-Betweens.
Won't you meet me where the stream used to be? Just the memory, water flowing freely. One, two, three, baby, can't you see? Four, five, six, you're the one that I miss. One, two, three, baby, can't you see? Four, five, six, you're the one that I miss. How am I supposed to know what to do when you go? How am I supposed to know what to do when you go?
The song is called Give. Take one.
I don't recommend the delusion of movie edit. I don't recommend channel movie edit. Purple pinks and the blue greens and the purple pinks and the blue greens. That's what it means to me. That's what it means to me. Can I get out of my own way? Get out of my own way? Can I get out of my own way? Can I get out of my own way? What is the answer?
So welcome. Our story begins in, of all places, Minnesota. So Eileen Shaughnessy, you've got to represent, and I believe violinist Britt Letcher can also represent a little bit on the Minnesota
this
side.
That's true.
Yep.
Oh, for sure.
Don't you know?
You betcha.
So here's why I'm asking. Mm-hmm. Our colleague Melanie Sanchez passed me the record called You Know. Mm-hmm. About 8-9 months ago, which was your debut recorded in Minnesota. That was kind of okay. And then you release this record, Everything is Alive, and it just seems this music is coming from a different state, not in, in the big sense of state.
This is true.
Okay, what happened? And don't say it was New Mexico, because it's got to be something else.
Well, I'm 5 to 6 years older when I made that first album. But yeah, I mean, I think landscapes do actually influence me in a way, not to use that as a cop-out, but moving here to New Mexico, I feel influenced by the mountains. We don't have mountains in Minnesota. And by the desert sounds and sights and smells. So there's some of that happening, I think.
Do you think that it's partly the space of sound, the foreground, background, far background quality of sound in an area like this with thin air as opposed to woodlands?
Definitely. Definitely. And the sky, I mean, it's so different. People always say that, but I think the sky in New Mexico is so different. The only other place I've been where I can see so much sky is Ireland. I spent some time in Northern Ireland, and it's where my ancestors are from. And I studied there for a semester in college. So, yeah, there's something about the sky, I think, too.
And yet the songs, Eileen, that you're writing and that you're all playing are not, they're not sweet look at the sky songs. I mean, there's some brass knuckle action going on in here as a songwriter, but in a very interesting way. So let's talk about the song Lovers and Fighters, which we're going to hear in a little while.
Yes.
You are known to be an intellectual. Can you take that one apart?
So I teach at UNM. I teach in a couple different departments, sustainability studies, women's studies, American studies, rep in the studies. And because I teach about social justice issues, those issues kind of leak their way into my music, I would say. And they're pretty heavy topics, you know, racial justice, climate change, environmental justice, feminism, things like that, that are all close to my heart. And I think it's difficult to include that in music, but for me, I can't not do that. And I've even freaked out my students by singing them songs. and they just kind of look at me like, what's happening right now?
The reason I'm asking is the refrain of that song is utterly joyful.
Yeah.
And the spirit of the song is invincible. And you're talking about some of the most difficult passages we're all facing as a society right now. So that doesn't happen by accident. what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, I love music that is uplifting and that has, I mean, it sounds cheesy, but a positive message. I also love music that's not positive. But for me, that's what I want to put out into the world. And my sister one time said that music can cast spells, and I really actually believe that. I think that music has a certain amount of power, and so whenever I introduce that song, Lovers and Fighters, sometimes I'll say, we're going to get rid of these things, you know, and we're going to cast a spell and do it and kind of hold this vision for a brighter world. And it may sound cheesy, but I think that's where we're at as a species, as a, you know, humankind.
The song is called Lovers and Fighters, and it's about envisioning a different kind of a world. This world is for lovers and the fighters, the bold hearts and the dream igniters, the bold hearts and the decolonizers, the bold hearts and the dream igniters. You better believe there's cracks in the cement. Capitalism just came and went. Woohoo! Since we're all on this plane together,
hearts and the dream igniters, the bold hearts and the decolonizers, the bold hearts and the dream igniters.
Thank you.
Get it right, get it tight.
Get it tight.
Yeah. Get it right. Did you say get it right, get it tight?
That saying was actually coined about harmonicas. Little known fact. Little known fact.
History lesson.
Okay, we ready?
Yes.
The song is called Freight Train. It's about being tired of your own brain.
It sounds like you've all been working together for a very long time to create this sound. Again,
thank you.
Multi-parted, exceptionally delicate, really tight. I mean, instrumentally, vocally, I mean, it's at a very special level, but you're not rehearsing every single day. In fact, there are probably three or four different bands among all of you.
True.
that are asking for your time as well as your other obligations. How did this, do you just trust these other musicians? And do you folks, do you trust her as leader? No, you don't trust her at all, huh?
I'm a total megalomania.
Confirmed.
Trust Eileen. She, like, kicks her leg out when it's time to, like, it's like, all right, you're going in or you're coming out. So I'm always keeping my eye on her.
So this is Colin Bayer, the bass player. But I'm actually serious. I mean, how do you put together a delicate sound without breaking your backs to do it?
Well, I want to just give these musicians, you know, so much credit. It's been so amazing working with all of them. They're all super professional, super talented musicians in their own right. And yes, they all have their own projects going on. So that's a huge part of it. And I'm a dictator.
There's something about Eileen's songs that I don't know how to describe it, but you can just feel exactly what's supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes she'll point out, no, I want it to be a little more like this. And you can just fine tune it, and it comes together just naturally.
And is this very different from, because this is not folk Americana, really. It's not in a rock and roll tip, but it has
plenty of Latin influence. That is definitely, that needs to be mentioned. Plenty of Latin influence, definitely Americana influence. Mm-hmm. But I also hear a little bit of pop, mm-hmm. or even looking back a little bit, gospel and how the hooks work with the group vocals. And I guess just with the ebb and flow of the songs. It pulls from a bunch of different musical traditions.
Now, there are a bunch of performances scheduled to happen in May and into June, and I'll rattle those off. I mean, some of these are going to be outdoor green market shows. Some of these are going to be bigger, more serious-minded shows. But the most serious-minded part of it is taking a group like this on the road. What is the plan, and how many of you pile into whatever you're piling into?
Piling into multiple vehicles, a good old Subaru and an SUV. We're heading up to Minneapolis, so back to the motherland for me. We're going to do a little Midwest tour of basically an album release tour. And it looks like there'll be four of us, Kenny, Britt, and unfortunately Colin can't come, so we're going to have a stand-in bass player. And myself, so we'll play, you know, all the way up Taos and Denver, Omaha, where I grew up, actually. Des Moines.
So you're going to play your way to Minneapolis.
Exactly, okay. Yeah. So that'll happen at the end of May, I think, mm-hmm. into June. So.
Now, for songwriters, it's the audience is probably tired of hearing me ask this question, but in my mind, it always seems that when a songwriter has locked into the musicians who can really take her work and move it, it changes the way he or she is going to write a song. I imagine you're a pretty prolific writer. Has this started to happen with you?
This is very true because I have mostly been working with robots up until this point because I've played live, you know, a lot since I moved here in 2010. I have a regular gig at Java Joe's and I play with a loop pedal, which, you know, it's fun. I love technology. I'm an Aquarius, but I really love live human beings also, and I love what these people especially bring, and I think it's really unique, and you guys are just so much better than robots.
Oh, please.
Because I should say I have
this song is called Water's on Fire, and it's about our precious resource, water, something that we all love here in the desert. Unfortunately, we've got lots of yucky stuff in our water, and I think of the image from that documentary about fracking where people were able to light their tap water on fire because of the chemicals. The all of everything, the wind inside your dreams, a future yet unseen. The
all of everything. The wind inside your dreams, a future yet unseen. Ooh, 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 ooh. Jet planes, underground veins, military players in a dangerous game. Military players in a dangerous game. When the water's on fire.
Okay, the song is called Chickens. I'm gonna go.
Tell me, baby, what is stopping me? All right. We'll get some chickens and we'll get some feed. Roll in the dirt, got everything we need. Some chickens and we'll get some feed. Roll in the dirt, got everything we need. We'll get some chickens and we'll get some feed. Roll in the dirt, got everything we need. So we'll get some chickens and we'll get some feed. Roll in the dirt, got everything we need.
Been listening to Eileen and the In-Betweens, recorded live just this Wednesday evening in our own studio A, recorded by Ramon Garcia with Kevin Kissel, Jefferson White, videographer. We'll have some video up in a week or two. The band were for this performance: Eileen Shaughnessy, lead vocal, guitar, ukulele, and pedals; Colin Bio on bass, and Kenny Broyles on drums. Those two musicians work together with Brushstrokes and other groups. Britt Letcher on viola, best known for her work as a classical player in this region. Then we had Christy Cook on vocals, ukulele, and Stephanie Grainer on vocals and banjo. You may know those two from their work with Cactus Tractor, and Jesse Parker on vocals. Eileen and the In-Betweens, you can find them on Bandcamp and Facebook. Everything is Alive is the new CD. They will be...